This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day following repeated disruptions by the opposition for the third consecutive day over various issues, including the NEET paper leak case and student protests. When the Lok Sabha reassembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m, the opposition again started sloganeering over the NEET issue. Amid uproar, the House passed a resolution to suspend Trinamool Congress MP Kalyan Banerjee for the rest of the monsoon session. Presiding Officer Krishna Prasad Teneti said Kalyan Banerjee made objectionable and unparliamentary remarks targeting women MPs, which was formally brought to the notice of the chair. Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the resolution, which was passed by a voice vote. As the ruckus continued, the presiding officer adjourned the House till tomorrow. Earlier, speaking in the House, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government is fully prepared for a discussion on the NEET paper leak issue. The minister said any discussion in the House must be conducted under established rules. Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes. When the House reassembled after the third adjournment at 3 p.m, the opposition parties protested over the NEET and other issues. Deputy Chairman Harivansh said that the government is ready for the discussion on the NEET issue and the opposition should cooperate in running the House. Speaking in the upper house, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju accused the Congress Party of creating obstacles in conducting the discussion in the House by imposing new conditions. Amid uproar, Deputy Chairman adjourned the House till tomorrow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed concern over the ongoing protests in Delhi, saying that centre is deeply sensitive to the sentiments and concerns of the youth and is ready to listen and address every concern raised by the students. Mr. Singh was talking to media in New Delhi.
It is deeply unfortunate that some people are trying to use the students and youth of our country as political tools to serve their own political interest. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, our government is fully committed to fulfilling the aspirations of students and young people and ensuring their welfare. Listening to every concern of students and addressing them is the responsibility of all of us.
BJP has condemned leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi's sit-in outside the gate of the Prime Minister's residence yesterday without permission and termed it as irresponsible. Talking to media in New Delhi, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad said that despite knowing the dignity associated with the Prime Minister's residence, Mr. Gandhi displayed irresponsible conduct. BJP MP stressed the importance of security protocols, stating that the Prime Minister's security is of paramount importance. The Indian Navy on Wednesday commissioned INS Malvan, the second vessel in the indigenous Mahi-class anti-submarine warfare shallow watercraft series at Karwar in Karnataka, strengthening its coastal anti-submarine warfare capabilities. The commissioning ceremony was presided over by Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, Chief of the Air Staff. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that in this era of volatility and disruption, the most visible stress is on supply chains. In his opening remarks at ASEAN Post-Ministerial Conference with India 2026 in Manila, Philippines today, Dr. Jayashankar said that energy, food and health security can no longer be taken for granted. India, Japan, Australia and United States have reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen a free and open Indo-Pacific and their unwavering support for ASEAN unity and centrality. The four countries stated this during Quad Foreign Ministers meeting held on the sidelines of the East Asia Summit and ASEAN Region Forum meetings at Manila. On the sidelines of the Quad meeting, Dr. Jayashankar met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Dr. Jayashankar said that the meeting focused on areas which are priority for the India-U.S. Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership, including trade, tariffs, energy, defense, security, critical minerals, and artificial intelligence. The External Affairs Minister also met his Russian, Canadian, Philippines, and Singaporean counterparts at Manila. In Assam, the flood situation remains critical with 16 districts affected by the deluge. 21 more people have reportedly lost their lives in the flood across the state, taking the toll to 31 till now. Relief and rescue operations are continuing in the affected areas. The IMD has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall over parts of Gujarat, parts of Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.